Hey everybody, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Savvy Talk, a weekly podcast about communication strategies in the Middle East with Maha Abulaneen. And on today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about 2019. And Maha's got some great advice for you guys.
I wrote this article about what are some of the things we should be thinking about in 2019. It's in Entrepreneur Magazine. I talk a lot about like evolving. Evolving is part of changing and growing. And, you know, it's fun to be a different person today than you were a year ago. Like you must have learned something, whether good lessons or bad lessons. You must have tried something new. You went on a different trip. You went and met somebody new. You got a new job, you know. So evolving is part of growing. And I think when you start a new year, it always causes you to pause. And I like to encourage, like I was doing this with my family a lot during the holidays, is talking to them about reflecting. Because it's the one time when you can sit and say to yourself, like, these are the things I want to keep doing. These are the things I don't want to do anymore. So reflection is part of growth and evolving. And in business and in our personal lives, it's really rare where we just sit and have time to do nothing and think and reflect. So I said, why don't I put down what people should be thinking about? And I think in snackable content mindset, so I focus on a few things and do them well, than to give myself a long list of things to do. So it's five things that people should think about, five things that people can adopt and embrace, and five things that I think will actually make a big difference for people in 2019.
So what would be number one for 2019?
So the first one is, are you creating content? So everyone has the ability to create content for their business, for their personal brand, even their own personal Instagram accounts. Think about how you're taking pictures. What messages are you putting out there? So are you creating content? And what does that content look like? How are you doing that storytelling? I think it's really important that I think people don't overthink how they're putting their content out there. Like Gary Vee always talks about, just start. Just start putting content out there. See what works. He put out a 7.5-hour blog. Nobody thought people would watch it. It's his most viewed daily V. Put content out there and let the people tell you what they like, and then start tailoring your marketing communication strategies in that direction.
Where do you think people failed in terms of creating content like during 2018?
I think they were too fixated on what they're going to do with the content once they make it. You know, once we create a video, does it go on social media? Does it go on website? Should we send it to the press? Thinking about where your content is going to land and only tailoring content for those audiences, you should create something that just can go to everyone.
To make it easier for yourself to try to push content. I think people get overwhelmed when they think of that, because they're like, well, I've got five different channels and I've got to tailoring it, you know, a little bit. But I think it has to, for most people, it should start at just start creating first.
Yeah. And by the way, a content piece doesn't need to be a video. It could be a blog post. It could be a podcast. It could be an article. It could be speaking. You're creating content when you're speaking. There's many ways to create content. Like try to not put a GIF, motion graphics. You know, all of those things are different types of content and can tell stories. Think about what you can do to create content that's easy to digest and easy for people to consume.
So let's talk about number two.
Are you learning? So I am a big believer in being a lifelong learner. I come from a family of educators, but I kind of feel like people who are not learning are denying themselves a chance to grow and are denying themselves a chance to benefit for all that free information that's on the web. Anyone can do it anytime, anywhere. So there's like free courses online that you can learn from, Udemy or Udacity or Coursera, or you can go to YouTube and find out how to do anything literally on YouTube. So for me, learning is really how I stay on top of my game. And I read a lot, I listen to podcasts, I spend time taking a course once a month. And it doesn't have to be something related to work. Could be about cooking or artistry or watercolor, photography, like whatever interests them. Like learning enriches the mind, I think.
And it should be about something that interests them, right? Like a lot of times people just get fixated and like, oh, I'm a photographer, therefore the only learning I should be doing is what's the next best camera or what the next best app is to like handle photography, when in reality you could be learning about, I don't know, new content forms or podcasting.
I thought about taking a course in Photoshop. It's not too late for me to learn. I'm like, I wonder if I could do that. And then I went online. I saw with the description. I was like, okay, that's going to be my next one. So next month, let's see how I do, if I learned how to use Photoshop or not.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep a close eye on your Instagram feed, I suppose. All right, so next up.
Third question is kind of, are you focused? So there's a huge difference between being productive and being busy. Being focused is hard because it means you really got to like eliminate the noise, eliminate the distractions, pick a couple things and do them well and stick to those buckets and watch those buckets kind of grow.
I think this is another one where I think, as you mentioned, it's really hard because a lot of times, and especially when people are looking at themselves and looking at their content and all of that stuff, it's hard to, because sometimes you're just hedging bets, right? Like you're not really sure what's going to work. And so it's hard to focus because you're like, well, I also should try something else just in case the one I'm doing, you know, doesn't work.
Yeah. So maybe like one of the good tips I have is like make a list of things that I'm working on. And then I'm like, okay, if I really had to like eliminate one thing off that list, then you're like, probably wasn't that important if I could have let go of it. So really try to focus on like, where do I need to be spending my time? And if I focus my time on these areas, they'll probably do better than if I spread myself too thin. Warren Buffett was the king of focus. And he used to say the difference between successful people and very successful people is that very successful people say no to almost everything.
All right, so the next one's a little meta.
The next one is my favorite, and it's about listening. Audio is the new video. I'm always kind of pushing audio. I think it's something that, you know, Gary talked a lot about. We're going to do a podcast about it as well. There's less friction. It's easy to do wherever you are. You can listen. You can't watch a YouTube video when you're driving down the street, but you can put in your podcast and play something. I get through a lot of books. I love reading physical books, novels and other kind of literature in actual physical books because that's more of a leisure thing that I like to sit down with a cup of tea and read a book. I usually don't do that with a business book and I can get through 5 or 6 books a month easily. So it's a really good idea for people to start to embrace audio, not just from Alexa skills and Google skills, although I spent my whole holiday over Christmas learning how to turn off the Christmas tree with Alexa. And my brother-in-law has some really cool skills that he's trained in the house. You find that there's something for everybody in podcasts, just like in Netflix. You can listen to crime ones like Dirty John or Crime Town. Or you can listen to cooking ones or female entrepreneurs. So there's always something interesting. I really would love to know what people listen to and why do they like to pick the podcast they do? Because I think the appetites or podcasts are going to be growing and watch this space in 2019 and years to come.
And what is tip number 5?
The last one, and I gave a big lecture to this over the holidays, is sleeping. Like, are you sleeping? Well, how does sleeping affect your productivity? And how does sleeping affect your mood? Well, apparently there's a lot of science about this. There's a really famous book called Why We Sleep about the magic of like sleeping and being rested and how it really impacts your productivity and your thinking and your brain power. People used to brag about how they could get by with so little sleep. And there was a study that like all these famous people would like always profess how they would like get on 4 hours of sleep. And a lot of those people, I mean, Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan and some other business people that died, they had Alzheimer's. They said lack of sleep can contribute to stuff like that. So anyways, think about getting your sleep, resting, taking care of your body. Part of the focus is focusing also on yourself.
Yeah, plus now there's a lot of, a lot of the tech and stuff is like trying to push you and help you realize that too, right? Like we've got all these amazing apps that tell you like, okay, if you want to get 8 hours, you should go to bed now and like turn your stuff off. And I mean, I use that a lot too. Like I have the auto do not disturb now. Post, I think 11, just stop sending me alerts so I don't reach for my phone.
Yeah, and we're on our phones a lot. And like first thing we grab, we don't have alarm clocks anymore. We use our phone. So sleep is important. Even having your phone and your iPad in your room and talking, you know, in engaging with it before you go to bed impacts the quality of your sleep. So there's a lot of science out there. Let's benefit from it. Let's get some rest and not be crabby with everyone. So get your sleep. It'll do your body and your people around you wonders. 2019, it's a new year to make some good new habits. People are excited when something's new and it's a fresh start. It's a good excuse to make some new things happen in your life.
So that's all we have with this inaugural episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show, please do subscribe in your favorite podcast player, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. We're also available in streaming apps like Spotify, Deezer, and Anchor. You can also find us as a flash briefing skill on Alexa. And you can find more information by visiting digitalandsavvy.com/savvytalk. We'll see you next week.